A Hamilton resident is seeking $1 million in compensation from Guelph General Hospital and several medical staff, claiming their ovaries were removed without consent and regular medical treatments are now needed. If the defendants had taken reasonable steps, inter alia, to perform the surgery competently and to properly monitor, stabilize and treat the patient, in a timely way and provide and or facilitate proper medical treatment, the patient would not have undergone the pain, suffering and loss of quality of life, and their surgery would have been successful, the lawsuit states. As a result of such negligence, the patient is worried about several future complications, and has an increased risk for cancer. A spokesperson for GGH couldn't be immediately reached for comment due to the Rogers internet outage. However, in the past, hospital officials have declined to comment on matters before the courts. A notice of intent to defend has been filed on behalf of the hospital and its staff. None of the accusations have been proven in court. The lawsuit flows from a total laparoscopic hysterectomy and bilateral salpingectomy performed at Guelph General in August of 2022. That procedure, the statement of claim notes, was consented to. However, the statement of claim alleges the patient's ovaries were removed during that procedure without consent. The patient claims GGH and its staff failed to meet a proper standard of care and treatment, failed to exercise reasonable skill, and were incompetent. It's further alleged that shortly after the surgery, a physician involved in the procedure admitted fault and claimed the patient's blood supply to their ovaries was cut off, causing the glands to die. The doctor then allegedly offered to give the patient a free supply of hormone treatment samples in response to her mistake. As of mid-January, the patient was applying a topical treatment 3 times daily. If they don't, they become irritable, moody and have sensory problems, the lawsuit notes. After the free samples are used, the patient will need to pay out of their own pocket for treatments, as they've not been provided with a prescription. Since beginning hormone replacement treatment, the patient has been experiencing hot flashes and night sweats.